Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Good morning. Today we'll be featuring the music of Andrew Singer, also known as Sose. Am I saying it right? Sose? The Elemental Wizard. This guy is brilliant, and when I find people like that, I just want to bring them to everyone's attention. He's terrific. If you want to check out his website, go to www.socetew.com. He's also, CDs are available for public purchase. He's just a very brilliant, brilliant man. All right, let me play. Let's start, since I'm doing this whole day for him, let's see. Hold on while I get him all lined up. Here we go. So say, dance.
Yeah, I am smaller than a piece of the dust. I am so fragile it should be illegal to touch. I can never grab a seat on the bus. I fall when it lurches and even when they leave it in clutch. But there's no reason to fuss because I got the freedom to be an individual human being, which is keeping me decently occupied with the choices that I make. You gotta stay on your toes and never be ungrateful to those who take on their own and shoulder responsibility. You got the power, choose your destiny, never fear to be the leader in control of the band. You need to grab a hold of the stand. Keep them clapping, show your command. You can fall back, be three-dimensional. Play your position in this processional. Always stay professional. Life's got an ebb and flow, and you never know when it's your time, so remain prepared to go.
Even though you might like to see it back, when you shut your love on my
the nucleus, you got a lot of fuel. If you think this monologue is cool, tell a friend. I wanna spread the message and I think it's relevant. An architect starts with a pencil and paper before he hires a committee to construct a skyscraper. The road that you travel is long and arduous, but you're not alone. You got a cadre of accomplices. Be a part of this everlasting community. You can change the world, stop acting confusedly. Plant one foot in front of the other. Many small steps turns you into a marathon runner. Gather your courage and face all adversity. You will be a great success. It certainly works for me. When you purposely turn the key, you unlock the universe. Let nothing hold you back. Choose to move and immerse. Be the first, the greatest at whatever you do. So successful, you have to hire a separate crew to handle the ins and outs while you go about creating. Unleash your potency, make it devastating.
Even though you might like to sit back, when you check your love on massive, massive, massive payback. Even though you might like to sit back, when you check your love on massive payback.
Yeah.
Let's play some more of his stuff. Andrew Singer is a very talented guy. You should really check him out online. And it's the Elemental Wizard if you want to get some of his CDs. I highly recommend them. And today's show, he is our featured artist. So we're going to keep it going with more. And Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. You want to check her out too, okay? All right, let's go. Here we go. I love this song.
I just wanna dance tonight. Girl, stop hitting on me. I just wanna dance tonight. Girl, stop hitting on me. Takes me a long time to prepare. Find me a long line and I'm waiting there. My coat, get a drink. I'm all alone, or so I think. There's a pretty young woman who's starting to stare. But I just wanna dance tonight. Girl, stop hitting on me. I just wanna dance tonight.
Chicken with some chipotle mayo.
Oh, good choice, Boris. So, tell me what you've been up to these days.
Oh, me? Yo, I'm ballin', working for the man. Cause he hooks it up with a dental plan. Matches 1-to-1, I'm my 401k. And I don't even got a drug test to take. Waking up early makes the day sublime. Get all my errands done and get home in time to watch more. We discussed it at the coffee station. I got a raise last year to adjust for inflation. I love working all week, yo, let's not pretend. That helps to fully appreciate the weekend. Dressing up my bosses.
I love my job.
Got direct deposit.
I love my job.
Taking company lunches.
I love my job.
Hitting blacktop function.
Get to work, man.
Get to work, man.
Get to work, man.
Stop messing around. It's crunch time.
I wake up drinking 8 cups of coffee. Nothing gets my beef pounding on the concrete like some hot beats and corny jokes from the horny folks at the morning show. When I step into the obstacle, no one's my equal. I'm messing with the Oracle and even the sequel. I'm calling my people, singing shots like a free throw. Between the meetings and greetings, I'm keeping my 3 goals. 1, the greatest with the Cognos report. 2, winning every fantasy sport. 3, I cast spells like a magician. See, I teach my co-workers to increase their efficiency. In the evening before I'm up in the lab, I'll be drinking with my bosses on the company tab. But it ain't all play, we'll be keeping it relevant, discussing our future corporate development.
I love my job,
chilling with my bosses.
I love my job,
got direct deposit.
I love my job,
taking company lunches.
I love my job,
hitting blacktop functions.
Get to work, man. Get to work, man. Get to work, man.
It's time to create some white papers.
Nice, man. That was a good power lunch.
Yeah, it was delicious. What's going on with you tonight?
I'm just gonna go home, watch a sporting event.
I hear that. How do you get home?
Oh, I take the path. What about you?
Oh, I take the water taxi.
Nice, man. All right, well, I'll see you later.
I have a good one.
Hey, if you want to get in touch with him, you can go to his Facebook. Okay, he's doing a first-timer stand-up show. So first-timers have never been on stage at all and doing stand-up. He's hosting one of those. You can go to facebook.com/group/225-723-717-45004/9/. And you can just check it out. So go to Sophie Elemental Wizard or Andrew Singer and check on what he's doing. Also, SOCE, S-O-C-E, CDs are available online, so you want to check that out, too. So let's keep it going, because here's a new song he wrote that's very...
Marriage, let's talk about what it means. It's more than making me smile when he's calling to me. It's more than holding me close when we're falling asleep. It's more than that's the passion at a Broadway show. It's more than getting hot like a volcano. It's all about unifying to a single mind. It's all about taking advantage of our combined savings. It's all about working together on major undertakings, from buying a home to raising all our babies. Even when we first met, we were in a rush to introduce our family and friends to giving hugs. So this is love.
This is love.
Every single day we get closer in our relationship like quantum entanglement. We knew we wanted to be married from the very beginning. We think it's scary, all the barriers that keep people living. It's simply partner without the benefit to everyone else that. But even beyond that, when we make contact, it's a must, man. Don't call him my boyfriend, don't call him my buddy. Call us husband and husband.
Husband and husband.
Let's get married. It's the best time of our life. I don't know how I had carried on without you. Let's get married. Everyone should have said bye. I love when people are married. Oh yes I do. Let's get married, married, yeah.
It's more than love filled me with a brilliant sorcery that gave me the power to learn Brazilian Portuguese. Now I can speak to his family with bravado and say way more than mucho obrigado. Ayo sou Pentunelli, e quando no está comigo, estou perdido.
What's that mean?
It means I'm lost without him to guide me. But when we're together, everything is quite lively. A wedding was a highlight, a celebration with all the favorites of his in my life. A party with the family and friends demands Israeli circle dancing with the klezmer band. Marriage is much more than a certificate. It legally makes our relationship legitimate. We really need a way to give every single couple the ability to say,
let's get married. It's the best time of our life. I don't know how I had carried on without you. Let's get married. Everyone should have said bye. I love when people are married. Oh yes I do. Let's get married.
put a little stupid video on the internet. Nobody get it, also I began to get upset. But suddenly my counter started climbing way up high. When I broke a million hits, that was the day I cried. I made sure to put some links so they could purchase stuff. People were skeptical at first until they heard enough to realize that I don't just theorize, I speak from the heart. Telling stories about the knowledge that I need to impart. Because I have been through a lot of extensive travel. From free and open deserts to the plots of expensive travel. And nothing's what it seems. Grown ups and children, all things alike. Everybody needs some love so they can have a peaceful night. When I started this, my motives were noble. I wanted to find a kindred spirit who wasn't overly hopeful. It's just that everybody's pointing when I'm out of the stroke. My popularity's exploded, now it's out of control. I'm not ready for the fame that's coming to me. I wanna host on the internet and out of the street. I'm a scholar to be, looking for a college degree. Keep my songs to repeat, all on the streets, follow the beat. I'm not ready for the fame that's coming to me. I wanna host on the internet and out of the street. I'm a scholar to be, looking for a college degree. Keep my songs on repeat, all on the streets, all on the beat. Don't say we want to sign you for $1 million.
Oh my god!
We're gonna put you up on TV, in movies, on billboards. You're gonna be famous.
I can't believe this is happening!
When I saw your internet video, I said to myself, that was the best toilet humor I've ever seen. This kid is a genius who's got what it takes. Here's a ticket to Hollywood. See you next week.
But I've got to study for my final.
You won't need to worry about that once you're rich.
So what do I be doing once I get there?
I'll let you know.
Do I get to choose what roles I want?
Trust me, I'll be taking care of that. I know what's best for you.
Can I at least still rap about?
The world doesn't need to know about that. So, are you ready?
I'm not ready for the fame that's coming to me. I'm on a post on the internet and out of the street. I'm a scholar to be, looking for a college degree. Keep my songs to repeat, all of the streets, follow the beat. I'm not ready for the fame that's coming to me. I'm on a post on the internet and out of the street. I'm a scholar to be, looking for a college degree. Keep my songs to repeat, all of the streets, follow the beat. Now everywhere I go, I'm followed by a camera crew. I think I'm living in the magic land of Xanadu. I get $1,000 just to say I like some soda. It's like I'm chilling in Iraq and I'm the Ayatollah. I check the message board to see what people think of me. I love my Jose fans who lavish praise obediently. But there are many trolls who tell me that I'm stuck in life. Those awful haters make me sad and keep me up at night. I gotta wake up, I've got many tests and papers due. It's gonna be a struggle for me just to make it through. Or maybe I should ditch my classes and fly out to LA. I'll be a college dropout sitting on a mountain of fame. But a degree has many fantastic features. It means I care about myself and not just fans and the bleachers. The party life is everlasting and gets out of business. I wanna make the money but without responsibility. Cause I'm not ready for the fame that's coming to me. I wanna post on the internet anonymously. I'm a scholar to be, looking for a college degree. Keep my songs on repeat, all on the streets, follow the beat. I'm not ready for the fame that's coming to me. I'm on a post on the internet and out of the street. I'm a scholar to be, looking for a college degree. Keep my songs on repeat, all on the streets, follow the beat. I'm not ready for the fame, I'm not ready for the fame. I'm not ready for the fame, I'm not ready for the fame.
Okay, to get SOCE, you can also go to soce.bandcamp.com to get a lot of his instrumentals there. Okay? Not sure if he can call in today. If you can, that's great. If not, I told him it's not a problem. Okay, I'll keep it going. Let's do a little of my comedy now, huh? Nancy Lombardo, Live at Gotham.
I applaud you. Very, very pretty. Okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. I'm a new age woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give a new one. I'm a mother of two. One's my husband. I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, but I like to pretend I'm French because I'm crazy. Je mon aimé, ça t'a le fond de mi da 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 da
you're all so cute. I could beat you up with an escargot fork, but I won't. Hello. My name is Piaf. Rice Piaf. I've never been to France, but I've had their dressing. I've never been to Germany, but I've had their measles. I've never been to Intercourse, Pennsylvania, but I faked it once. Alors, mes amis, we're French, we have a sense of humor, we have to because we're French. How many Frenchmen does it take to screw in a light bulb? Who needs light? Telling a joke again, never wanted to. What is she to do? Can't help it. I can't, I'm crazy. But you know what? Therapy is not for everyone. It's for people with money. When I was in therapy, oh no, not you, Nancy. When I was in therapy, I really felt for all the money I was paying that I should be leaving with something each time. So I stole her pens, then her tissues, then her computer, but that was going too far. I couldn't go back again. And that's bad. You know what? Let me tell you something else about me. It was not easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. When I saw West Side Story, I said, oh my God, that stole my life. How did they know? My mother was from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, land of hurricane, sugarcane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was bilingual. She could speak two languages at the same time. So when I was growing up, I had no idea what she was saying because she would turn to me and just go, listen, mira. No me da pena ahora. I don't have time for this carajo. Tú sabes what I'm saying, so don't. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. Who knew? And before her time. She had all these mom Puerto Rican wisdom. She used to do cliches, if you will, or cliches. She used to go, mira, Nancy, listen to these cliches. It's going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. Oh, my head. All right, she didn't give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, mira, Nancy, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I want to be there to answer his little boy questions. I'll never forget the first day he turned to me and goes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest. So I looked into his honest little eyes and I said, Honey, in your case, babies come from Absolute Vodka. I didn't want him to be terribly misinformed like I was growing up. When I was little, I had really curly hair. My mom would brush it, and I'd go, ow, ow. And she goes, where's your lady? If Julie not hurt, how do you expect to have a baby? And until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. So, with that in mind, I did a little research, and I found this little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. Feel free to take notes if you want. Okay. Everybody give me a hum. 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 There was a young sperm from the land of testes near the Isle of Scrotum. Who, like a million other lads, swam around in boredom. of searching for that special lass to lay in a foreign land. Instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hun, the hun, the stroking of a hun. One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. He had only one X, gene X, and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged with a manly grin, in he plunged with a manly grin, and that is how we all begin, that is how we begin. You guys are fantastic! You are the first chorus audience that ever did that for me. Yay! Yay for you! Okay, I'm going to pick on you because I like the look for you. What's your name, sir?
Greg.
Greg? What do you do for a living, Greg? You own a software company. Oh, that's very good. Do you have any hobbies, Greg?
Playing with my son.
I thought he was going to say something else. Playing with his son?
Playing with my son.
Yes, playing with your son. And you own a, Greg, you own a hardware company, like that hobby, playing with your son. What's your favorite food?
Italian food.
Italian food. Good call, Greg. Greg, what a coincidence. I think I wrote a song about your life, and it goes like this. Hit it, if you can. Let's see. Is he in the booth? Here we go. Any other stuff about Greg? He's not there. All right, Greg, tell me more about yourself. It was a cue. I guess it's not. So, Greg, if you like it, there we go. Now you hit it. Now I got to do my dance. Ready? Just for you. Drive for you. You're real cute. You're real swell. He's not the kind to remove a floppy disk and tell. Woo! Oh, Reggie, you're really, really cute. I like how you almost made that into kind of sort of a soup. Oh, Greg, baby, you're really, really fine. I wish I could make you mine. But she's very nice. So I guess you're staying married, whatever the price. Yeah! Oh, Greggy, come on, let's go. I got a computer and some bits and buzzwords I think you might know. Oh, Greg, sweetie, what is a girl to do? You sat in the front, what did you expect we were going to pick on you? Oh, buddy, I love her. I love her. She's the best out there.
Nancy Lombardo, everybody.
Hey, okay. That was me. We're going to get back to Sissy, Andrew Singer, in a bit. The guy is brilliant. You really should follow him. I love the guy. And look for his videos on YouTube. Brilliant. This guy should be doing stuff for Saturday Night Live. I don't know what's going on with the world. He's just that good. Okay, let's see. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters. Tomorrow's show is quite timely because of the recent Women's World Cup. Okay, so it's going to be a live and kicking women's soccer film on Movie Addict Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Betty Jo Tucker brings you the best this week. Women's soccer film with filmmaker Scott Abramovich. He's going to be up tonight to talk about Alive and Kicking, 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Follow Betty, and then you can be notified whenever her shows are coming on. Okay. And Scott's company is also producing the film, along with the U.S. soccer icon Mia Hamm and actor Gail Bellows. Oh, I love Gail Bellows. Nice actor. Okay, so let's keep it going with some more of, I bet I'm saying it wrong, Soce? S-O-C-E? I'm so embarrassed. Shame on me.
Trapped in the dungeon. 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 Trapped in the dungeon.
Hey, yo, I'm trapped in the dungeon. Ain't a way to escape. I'm stabbing and punching enemies, taking the game. Hacking and slashing as the battle's ablaze. I'm packing my map as I travel to Maine. How did I get here? Am I alone? Have I found me the best gear to bend in the throne? Or will my status change as ever light to the west? Or will the madness train as I fight to the death?
I thought I found a portal. Instead, I just fell through the floor. Now I'm drowning in a den with water galore. Idea, I'll use my tool to get to the next level. I push AAC. Oh, damn, denied. I tried, wide-eyed, I cried. Cause it doesn't look like this is getting out of here alive.
Getting divorced. astray. I may not see the light today.
Oh no,
what's that moving?
Oh no,
please stop moving, cause I'ma hit you with whatever's up in here. And if I hit you, then I run and run and run. I'm the man of the year.
To hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8:05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. Call me, Chief.
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Sid, you take that .45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah. You were right.
I was right?
Yeah. It was a gun. 8:22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, Dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He banged me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah. So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard it was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you've seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3:05 p.m. I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new .45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
All right. Thank you for joining us today in today's show.
was a lot of fun. Don't forget to check out Sophie, the Elemental Wizard, and Betty Jo Tucker at Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Thank you, Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget the George Benzer Show Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. Check it all out. And don't forget, my CDs are also available on CD Baby. Just go to Nancy Lombardo, CD Baby. Thank you all for tuning in to Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio. So, everybody have a good rest of your day. And what can I say?
That's all, folks.